Oh, this is my favorite segment when I listen to Lisa Dent. It's Wendy in for Lisa today. And hello, my name is Wendy Snyder, and I'm a hypochondriac. So this segment is sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. And let's say hello to Dr. Jim Adams, Chief Medical Officer at Northwestern Medicine. Hi, Dr. Adams.
Hello. Great to be here.
All right. I'm going to get right to it. I have really been gardening up a storm this year. I actually enjoy the heat. I've been gardening. I have never weeded so much in my life, Dr. Adams. And now all of a sudden, have I given myself arthritis? My knuckles are swollen. I can't fit my wedding ring on. My hands are tingly. What has happened to me?
Oh, so it's more likely that you have a tendonitis, swollen tendons. If you rest, it'll get better. But we do want to be careful because overuse of the wrist, overuse of the fingers can cause the tendons to inflame. You get the pain and the tingling and the swelling. So you're going to have to back off and then go get more comfortable tools and shears so you're not overusing your fingers. It should feel comfortable. Take frequent breaks. We don't want people to hurt themselves.
Well, I guess it's just, you know, you haven't used these tendons or muscles in a while. Is that why this happened? Plus, I can't stop. I went out there last night. I'm like, oh, there's a weed. Now I'm completely addicted, and I keep using my hands to just rip the weeds.
Well, the hands, the fingers and wrists, but also the neck and the back. So stretch, rest, and it's a wonderful, wonderful hobby, but relax with it. And just make sure that you have the right equipment to, you know, we push and pull with our fingers, and sometimes you need tools. So just outfit yourself right, rest, stretch before and after, take and enjoy.
All right, what about heat or ice? Should I put my hands in an ice bath? I know I'm sounding like a big baby, but I mean, honestly, they're really sore and tender.
I know. If you can tolerate ibuprofen or the medicines, the anti-inflammatories, that can help. Really does take pain down as long as you don't have stomach or kidney problems. The ibuprofen, the anti-inflammatories really do help. Rest is the most important thing. And then, it's fine to use ice. It's fine to put cool packs on it. But without rest and without the anti-inflammatories, the ice alone is not going to be enough. But those three things.
All right. I have one more question about gardening, and then we'll move on to real stuff because I know I'm being a baby. My ring finger locks in a downward position, and I was reading, and I saw that is trigger finger. What is that, and will that go away?
Yes. So if you're having these things, that it is an inflamed tendon, and it sounds like that trigger finger is because your tendons are getting inflamed, probably from overuse. You really are going to have to back off. Look at what you're doing with that finger. If it's used in shears, and figure out how to do it differently. Different tool, different grip. Something has to change.
Oh.
But mostly you're going to have to rest probably for a couple of weeks.
Oh.
Talk to your doctor. If things persist, they can get you fixed up. But rest, anti-inflammatories, and figure out what's causing that and change it.
All right. So in essence, have my husband finish weeding the garden for
there
the rest of the summer.
Doctor's orders. Doctor's orders.
And something I didn't think of, and you can touch on this as well, is I really don't wear gloves when I garden. I know a lot of people are gardening these days, and I really like the feel of the soil. But I didn't think about like all the germs or possibly tetanus that you can get. So you really probably should wear gloves, huh?
Well, so you should wear gloves. Everybody pretty much is immunized against tetanus, fortunately, but worldwide, tetanus really is common. It's from spores in the soil. That's why we update people all the time. And then there's a whole bunch of other diseases and funguses that you can have. So if you don't use gloves, definitely, definitely wash your hands after really, really, really thoroughly. But we prefer to use gloves.
All right, perfect. We're going to take a look at the weather and traffic right now with Ryan Burrow, and then we'll continue with Dr. Jim Adams, Chief Medical Officer at Northwestern Medicine. They call me Dr. Love. They call me Dr. Love. Hi, there. Wendy Snyder in for Lisa Dent this week. She will be back on Monday. We're talking to Dr. Jim Adams, Chief Medical Officer at Northwestern Medicine. Dr. Adams, I have been reading reports about a possible COVID surge coming this summer. I got my last free tests from the government on the deadline, so they're waiting to be used when necessary. Do you see this happening, and what is the CDC saying?
So the wastewater in major municipalities around the country is being monitored. And so in the wastewater monitoring, there is detection of increased COVID. So it's around and it is increasing. It's not showing up to a huge degree in the emergency departments. There's some patients. We suspect there's a lot of patients who are getting viral illnesses not seeking medical care and not testing, because we definitely know it's out there.
All right. And I had a COVID in, September, and I kind of forgot to get my updated vaccine in January with my flu shot. I don't know. For some reason, it slipped my mind. Are there still vaccines out there for COVID? Should we be getting them prior to summer if we haven't had it in a while?
There are vaccines available, and the vaccines do work against the strains that are now circulating. So if you haven't gotten it, it's okay. Most of us are just going to get updated in the fall with flu season. The good news is the vaccines do work. The bad news is they only really last for a couple of months. So we are going to have to get boosters, and depending on your risks, you can decide to get or not get.
All right, good to know. And the warm weather, 90-plus degrees, it's going to be warm for quite some time. Any advice?
Yeah, so our bodies coming out of cold weather are not acclimated to the heat. So we know in the emergency department we're going to see people passing out, weak, dizzy, people with chest and heart and lung problems. So the best thing is to get outside and expose yourself, but briefly. Every day for a little bit, 1 to 2 weeks, the body will acclimate. Your circulation will change. Your sweat will change. Everything will, your body will adapt to the heat, and you'll tolerate it much better in the summer. Get out into the heat, but just small doses. Start with 15 minutes. Do a little walking, acclimate to the heat 1 to 2 weeks, and you'll be better off for the rest of the summer.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us today, Dr. Jim Adams, Chief Medical Officer at Northwestern Medicine. Have a good week.
Thanks. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.